This past Wednesday, I returned from 4 weeks in Europe. Brothers have asked me to share a little bit about my experiences in the Lord's move there.
Amen.
I was in the city of Dusseldorf for 18 days, participating in the shepherding team there. As a brief history, fall of last year, there were exploratory trips to see if there was openings among the refugees. Because last year, floods of refugees came into Europe, including 1 million into Germany. The conclusion of those trips was, yes, there really is an opening. This is the Lord's hand. So in January, FTTA and FTT London sent about 150 into Germany for a gospel trip. The results were good. There were 7 follow-up gospel trips from February to June. Out of these, hundreds, maybe even a few thousand, received the Lord. Then there was the realization we need to shepherd these new believers. It was difficult in the summer because of summer training and Europe concentrating on the young people's and children's camp in Poland. So starting late August, saints were going into Germany to participate in the shepherding. This shepherding is focused in the 4 cities that were also the focus of the gospel. 4 cities where there are local churches: Berlin, Stuttgart, Frankfurt, and Dusseldorf. And when we pray in our prayer meetings, we usually just pray for these 4, not realizing that most of these 4 cities are taking care of many other cities around them. So the Lord is definitely moving in Germany.
Amen.
There have been so many who have called on the Lord, who have been baptized very willingly,
Amen.
Not being convinced you need to be baptized.
Amen.
But within a day or a few days of their receiving the Lord, they get baptized.
Amen.
The largest number are Iranians. There are also some Kurds, some Turks, but very few from the Arab countries. This is just what is happening. As an example, the saints who live in Dusseldorf in June started a Wednesday afternoon new believers meeting. In June, they have 3 or 4 refugees come each week. The last week I was there, we had 23 or 24 refugees. And I heard that the following week there were close to 30. And these are all coming voluntarily, coming eagerly, participating in a good way. There's a hymn book in their language, Farsi, with, there's one version with 30 songs, another version with some more, but they're singing.
Amen.
They're enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
They're calling on the Lord.
Amen.
One brother came to a Lord's Day morning and he could hardly speak. His voice was quite weak. We found out it was because during the week he had called on the Lord so much that he had lost his voice. All these refugees are in camps. They go through a series of government steps. Eventually they're able to go out on their own to get their own apartment. But most are still living in camps. The camp I visited most was a former hospital housing about 800 refugees. 4 brothers, refugee brothers, saved in recent months, all lived in the same room. They began having meetings in their room. One time, it was not just the four of them who live in that room. There were 20 refugees packed into the room. And I heard, of course I wasn't there, but I heard one time their meeting went till 4 a.m. The Lord is doing something.
Amen.
It's not a matter of is the Lord or is the Lord not. It's the Lord is doing, how do we participate?
Amen.
You know, how can we support the Lord's move there?
Amen.
You know, you look, you can find, there's weakness here and there's weakness there, but still, the Lord is moving.
Amen.
To see that many saved, bringing friends. The shepherding teams this fall are not going out to preach the gospel. Yet, many people are getting saved. How? Because other refugees are getting them to open to the Lord.
Amen.
Nearly my first day there, I went with another couple on the shepherding team. We met with a family. The wife was crying because of the situation of her family members in Iran. We prayed for that. We prayed for her because she hadn't received the Lord yet. Her husband had received the Lord and been baptized. Then the next night, we weren't there, just this family in their room in the camp. The husband encouraged his wife to call on the Lord one time. And we weren't there. I don't know how hard he pushed or how easy it was. But she called on the Lord one time. And then she could not stop calling on the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. Praise Him. Almost all the labor is with the refugees right now. They are there, and they're in a new environment. Everything is new. They're open.
Amen.
They don't care. At least the Iranians don't care for their former culture. A lot of them do not like the government that forced them to be Muslims and just said, "You're a Muslim. Don't ask any questions." They are seeking the Lord. They're reading the Bible. There's also copies of the book Economy of God in the Farsi language. Some of them are getting into that. More need to be brought into that. There was one meeting. It was about 40 minutes drive from Dusseldorf. In the city of Cologne, some shepherding saints went to meet with some refugees at McDonald's. Coffee shops were very common places to meet with refugees and shepherds. Afterwards, they went out to their car and they were singing in the parking lot of McDonald's in Germany. And a German woman came up and said, "Who are you people? I love the Lord Jesus. Who are you?" A week later, there was a meeting in her home with her family. And then the next week, there was another meeting, and she was planning to invite more. And by that time, I had gone, so I don't know. But she was very eager to open her home, to have fellowship. You may say, "Well, that's far away. Don has seen it. None of the rest of us have seen it." That's true. Read the first half of Colossians chapter 1. Paul speaks to the Colossians. Twice he says, "I pray for you." Twice he says, "I give thanks for you." Then, in chapter 2, he says, "You have never seen my face." So he was praying and giving thanks for believers he never visited. This is a good example for us.
Amen.
I hope many could get to Germany to see, but if you can't, follow Paul's example and pray for those you haven't seen.
Amen.
So after 18 days in Dusseldorf, I went to Barlow in the Netherlands. There was a brother's training for 3 days. This was a repeat of the Itero in Australia that Gino and Eric, right? You went? Gino and Eric went to Australia for the actual brother's training. I was in the repeat by video in Netherlands. 200 brothers from all over Europe gathered. We had a wonderful time seeing the Lord, as Paul mentioned, especially in the first 3 chapters of Revelation, and also with the New Jerusalem. In those first 3 chapters, as Paul shared, the Lord Himself is the supply.
Amen.
To meet every need.
Amen.
And the Lord is calling for overcomers.
Amen.
To want to be an overcomer is not to strive for something very hard, very difficult. To want to be an overcomer is according to the Lord's desire.
Amen.
The Lord wants overcomers.
Amen.
Do you want to be an overcomer?
Amen.
Your desire, our desire, matches the Lord's desire.
Amen.
And the secret of the overcomers is in those 7 epistles in Revelation 2 and 3.
Amen.
The reward promised at the end of each epistle is the secret of living today.
Amen.
The reward does not differ from our living today, except in quantity. All right, then, after the brothers' training, we had the European International Blending Conference. This was open to everybody from anywhere in Europe. There were about 800 saints present. A lot of it was in English. I'm surprised how many saints in anywhere in Europe speak English. Makes it very easy for us to visit. But there was translation by radio into 9 other languages. This was on the reproduction of Christ for the corporate expression of the triune God.
Amen.
I'll just share one point from these messages. That is, do not be in passive agreement with the ministry. In morning revival and so many other ways, we read lots of things and we can passively agree with them. But we need to be active to pray with them.
Amen.
Pray simple prayers.
Amen.
For example, this week, morning revival, day 6, 2 Corinthians 3:18. And of course, if you open your New Testament, there are lots of footnotes there. Don't just read and say, yeah, okay, and close it up. Pray with it.
Amen.
You know, we all, with unveiled face, just pray a simple prayer. Lord, I want my face to be unveiled today.
Amen.
Beholding and reflecting the Lord.
Amen.
Just pray so simply. Lord, cause me to behold you today.
Amen.
We are being transformed.
Amen.
A simple prayer. Lord, excuse me. Lord, I give myself for today's transformation.
Amen.
Well, at the end of the verse, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
Just, Lord, Spirit, move in me today.
Amen.
We need to receive. respond to the Lord's word with simple prayers, to cooperate with Him, to let Him do what He wants to do. So that's all I'll share now. If you'd like to hear more, we could get together for lunch today or plan some time later in the week so you can see me afterwards.